This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see if there's anybody on Echolink. I'd like to say good evening to KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. And Richard brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, which is K3DOV. They're all down there in Simpsonville. And then we have KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan, up in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, there at Traveler's Rest. And then we have K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, he's up in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in, over in Dacusville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And K4MAT, he's in Malden. And N4SMH, that's Mr. Josh, he's over in Greer. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joyce, she's in the other room talking to our son Anthony, KI4DGY up in Charlotte. And so we'll get him on the log. That's all the pre-check-in, the folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And I don't have any Echolink stations up at the time being, so we'll move up to the RF group, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is all right. Who's testing? Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all, all of y'all are doing well. And I guess I got the giggles tonight too, Lorena. So we're in good shape there, I guess. Can't complain about anything. Also like to say good evening to K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're both over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS? Great to hear you. Doing good. I was listening to you and Patrick and Joy today. Enjoyed that. And this is in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
I4DOS. Gary, good hearing you again tonight. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative. Over there, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
DOS. In Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Gary, and hello to Miss Joy. 73 to all on the net.
DOS. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Rich and Graham with no traffic, no roundtable. Good to hear you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to M0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And yeah, I got on the radio a little bit today and I was coming up home from cardiac therapy deal and saw Patrick riding down the road in his big tool truck. And hollered at him and got to talk to him for just a minute, but I enjoyed that. You should have jumped in there, Tom. I know we were just about destinated, but you could have come on in anyway. You and Miss Bernice have a great evening. What's left of it, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And next we have my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening to you again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. K Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on the net. No traffic, no round table. Do tell Joey hello.
This KI4DOS on a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Minister Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joey hollered in here and said to tell you hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all take care down there in Greenwood. Going back up to the alphabet now, additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Miss Joy in the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
Sound like you got that group to yourself tonight so far. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there in Cleveland. You being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Tell the missus we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Got another Echo Link station popped up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in KC4SKD, Larry. And also Rhonda, KG4AHS. And she said to you hello. And good evening to you and everybody on the net. Please check us in and out tonight.
SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbors, KC4SKD, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Hope y'all are doing well, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello, and y'all have a great evening, much left of it. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. Going back up to the alphabet, let's go up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. For END. Buddy and Taylor. Hello, Gary. Everybody on the net.
SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4END. It's Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Buddy. Tell Miss Pat we said hello. And, Buddy, I'm going to see if I can get over there early on a Monday or Wednesday and see if I can exercise with you a little bit. I know you get over there real early, but I'm going over to the same place. I was over there today, this afternoon, but I've got a long way to go yet, but we're getting there. But you tell Pat we said hello. Hope you're doing well, and y'all take care. I had another station in there. You brought up the repeater, but you did not have any audio, just to let you know, in case you got a microphone problem or something of that nature. So we'll try the Alpha through Delta group again, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4DJW. Is that better, Gary?
For that time.
I had to unplug my microphone earlier today, and I forgot to plug it back in, so that's my fault. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. It's good to hear Buddy on here, and tell Miss Joy we said hello.
DOS. Hey, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Jesus Seneca, negative Dave. DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens,
negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Excuse me. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Good DOS. Joy and everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Right up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. Gary, I have no comment, no traffic, but it was really good to talk to you and Miss Joy on the radio today. And you take care.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Good to hear you.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Good to hear you back on the radio. Please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
For DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And Joy and I both enjoyed the conversation we had this afternoon. It was short, but it was really nice. Good seeing you rolling down the highway. Hope y'all are doing well. And again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Then we'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KI4EJY, Mr. Elisha over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Elisha. I hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. You won the door prize tonight, Gene. You made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going around to the patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. My name's James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 73 is for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4,
India, Oscar Echo, Ben Fletcher. And good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4 DOS. In November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Portable, and Landrum, negative and negative.
DOS. Jerry, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative. Good to hear you tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4 DOS. Please check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening. Over.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there a little further north, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And M4JBM, Mr. Jerry, he's portable in Landrum tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Sounding good on the portable. You take care and be safe on the way back home. Also, like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Yes, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73, good to hear you.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Juan, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And again, I hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
WD-8-RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4DOS. This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. first item we got up on the SwabNet book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TMV71A. If he can't find a V71A, he would settle for a D700 or a Kenwood D710. They would like the dual-band radios. He's got something in mind for those, but he would really like to find a Kenwood TMV71A. Does anyone need any fields? SwabNet book is looking for, got a fellow looking for a 6-meter all-mode transceiver. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up on the SwabNet book is for sale. It's an Alpha 99. That's an HF amplifier. That's full legal limit amp. It also has a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner that will handle that full legal limit amplifier. He would like to sell them as a pair, but he would sell them separately. He said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fellow has a repair parts. All of these parts will fit 3 different transceivers. They will fit a Kenwood TS-520, a Kenwood TS-530, or a Kenwood TS-820. But he's got a complete set of them. They're brand new, still in the box, and he would like $60 for them. Has anyone made any fields? Of course, right here, I got an EchoLink station popped up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, we'll watch Steve and make sure he might come back in just a little bit. SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the SwabNet book is for sale or trade. $100, or it might trade it for something of equal value. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up on the SwabNet book is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9. That's a 9-band vertical antenna. He said it is up right now. If you would like to come and listen to it and try it out. And he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450. That's a HF transceiver. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a 2-element 40-meter beam. That's a monoband beam. All it covers is 40 meters, but it does it very well. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a 4-element step IR. Now, this beam covers 6 through 20 meters. It has new motors and gears in it. It has new brackets. He has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control wire. They said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwabNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. Five new tubes. They said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwabNet book. Tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwabNet book. Some of these items are getting kind of old, but I keep reading them. I'm going to go back and find some others that have been on the SwabNet for a long time and start reading those again. They're on the SwabNet page on the website if you would like to look at them. And, but that's where everything is listed. Alrighty, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Folks, is everybody hearing me okay, or is my battery going dead on my microphone? Any better?
up a few times on a couple of the readings, but sounds good.
Well, I'll have to go back and check the microphone in that, the batteries in that other microphone. But we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I don't have anyone down for comments. Is there anyone else out there that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. Heard I'll submit my net report tonight, which is unusual, but we'll take it that way. Before I do that, I've got an Echo Link station that just popped up again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. KB0, KBJ, Steve. Back on your transmission from when I was in here earlier. Please check me in. You can also check in Megan, KD0NIQ.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KB0KBJ, is Mr. Steve, and his sweet bride, KD0NIQ, Miss Megan, up there in South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Megan and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Steve, you going to stay for a few comments?
I forgot to tell you that. No traffic, no comments. Maybe I'll check back in later and do that. But no comments for now, Gary. KB0, KBJ.
What's been going on at your place? Some of the folks over there, and they said they knew you, and got talking to Dan of WB4FBE here the other night, last week, and he said that y'all were going over there, and I told him I might see him over there sometime, too. Right now, I'm going in the afternoon because they're not letting me drive yet, and so to say, let me get back behind the wheel, I'm going to start going a little earlier. I don't like waiting till the afternoon to go, but you know, when you got to wait on somebody to take you, that's the way it goes. But sorry you having to get somebody to stay with Pat, but I understand that. But hopefully we'll get to see you over there one of these days soon. Get a whole lot out of that last transmission. That button on your microphone must be acting up again. I got, you know, just wasn't even every other word. It was popping in and out real bad. But hopefully we'll get to see you over there. Hate that we had to do it under those circumstances, but that'll be all right too. We're gonna make it through it all. I pull that last one out there, buddy. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's your radio or the repeater or my radio or what, but you're breaking up really, really bad.
I don't know what it is, but and get a good signal on you.
I don't know. I don't know if you're on HT or what, but got most of that, which is really strange. You said normally if you got a real good signal, you could get in. But I'll let you go on and get your coffee. I'll give you a call on the telephone one of these days, one of these afternoons or something. Maybe we can get together and go from there. But thanks for staying in there and talking with us a little bit this evening, buddy. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again real soon. And look forward to seeing you in person as well. But tell Miss Pat we said hello, and y'all take care over there as best you can. And stay well and stay safe. Talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. K-A-4-E-N-D, K-I-4-D-O-S, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call K-I-4-D-O-S.
Blue Ridge, check KB0-KBJ.
Sir, Mr. Steve, go right ahead.
Is Buddy the only person you had for comments? If so, I'll be up next.
Steve, Buddy was the only one that I had up. Really didn't have him up. I didn't know. He didn't say if he was going to stay in, but he came back and said he would be in for comments. So it's your turn up on a wet, slippery stump down here in this part of the country. How is it up there where you are?
Well, just good evening, Gary and all on the net, KB0, KBJ here. Well, it's just starting to get dark. I don't know if you can hear it, but a lot of birds tweeting. And a bit windy today. I see why it's getting dark. We've got a big old pile of cold air coming in. I can see about a quarter of the moon. I'm standing outside here. See about a quarter of the moon just right on the edge of this, I guess, front or something. Wind is strong on the south all day. But yeah, that's why it's getting dark, because there's cold air and rain. It's all blue. Dark blue sky. Off there to the northwest. Kind of just easing in here, so. Yeah, it's been a good day. One of the warmer ones lately. It's been kind of cool since our warm blast that melted all the snow. We had about 3 or 4 days of 70, we even hit 80, I think, at one point, and that was about mid-month. And it's been kind of cool since. I think below normal. I don't think it's going to change, they're saying. It's kind of hanging out below normal. Not much for planting going on yet. I did see one farmer had planted his field, but they haven't got into it full swing yet, so. Let's see, did my snow pile melt? Oh, my snow pile finally melted out of my yard. So that's gone, but you can still find others if you look around in gullies and shades of tree groves and such, if you want to. All the lakes finally opened up here, I think, about a week ago. So there's no ice on the lakes anymore. But there's not really, other than that, no greenery yet on the trees or anything. I suppose there's buds, but I don't see any leaves shooting out yet. So that's kind of how things are nature-wise up here there, Gary. Over.
As you know, we've had leaves and stuff out for the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been kind of warm down here up until the first of this week. And it's been cooling down. We've had a few cool days. It's about 53 degrees here at the house. And the last time I looked, it quit raining but it's been raining most of the day. And, we haven't had any really cold weather for a good while now, but it's just, you know, these cooler days that when you're used to 75 and 80 days, it's a 50-degree day is a little chilly, especially if it's raining. But we've had some beautiful weather down here. Up until today, has not been raining for about, probably 4 or 5 days. And just beautiful days and that sort of thing. And, of course, a lot of folks have got their gardens in. I have not got mine in yet. I haven't got out there to plow it up yet. And so I guess I'm going to let it stay. And if the doctor turns me loose quick enough to get my garden in, I will. If I don't, I'll just let it lay fallow this year, which won't hurt anything. It'll be good for the soil. And I can go ahead and maybe amend the soil this spring. Yeah, put a couple of loads of mulch or something like that in there, and a little compost, and who knows what, and it'll be better soil for the coming year. But that's about what we got going on down here. Over.
I haven't had a lot of rain, huh? We haven't had too much. I think 0.7 inch of rain is what we've had. When was it? I don't even remember. Anyhow, since it quit snowing, which hasn't been too long. Yeah, it's not a bad idea to let the ground take a rest. They do that out West River and other areas, not so much around here, but West River, meaning west of the Missouri River, west end of the state, they do that because it just doesn't grow as much because there's not as much rain out there, so they kind of plant a crop every other year, I suppose, depending on the crop. Some suck the soil dry, or the nutrients out fast. Some crops suck it out more than others. But yeah, I don't know, that's about it. Not really a whole lot going on here. Just plugging along. No great things on my brain there, Gary. Oh, hey, Northern Lights. Maybe that's one thing. I did see them. I had not seen them. Let's see, that was, 2-3 nights back. Actually found out that they were coming in time to get out there. And we had clear skies, so that's a plus. It's a lot cloudier up here than it is down there on average. I noticed that when I first moved up here. Like, man, it's cloudy up here, a lot more than down south. So, yeah, it was a clear sky, and it was a beautiful night. By the way, you mentioned 53. I guess we got about 60 degrees here now. But it was a beautiful night that night. It was not 60 degrees, though. It was probably more like 35 or so. But it was no wind, so you could dress for it. Help. You get the wind, you know, who wants to stand out in cold wind, right? We went out north town, and I suspected I could start seeing them, because even though we live in a small town, there's still lights. So we went north of town, and I got all the kids. They had already been sent to bed. I said, "Up, time to get up, go check out the lights." And we went out north of town and parked out in the country, and of course, no trees. You got an awesome view of everything as far as the sky goes. And that was about 10, quarter after 10. And about 10:30, it started kicking in. And I'll tell you, from 10:30 to 11:30, it was gone. I mean, there was a time when lights were just covered all the way past overhead and probably about 45 degrees down toward the southern horizon, so 3/4 of the sky was filled. And it was mostly green. Did see a little bit of red kicking in. but not much. And it wasn't sharply defined. It was more like hazy stuff acting, you know. But, you know, I've seen Northern Lights, although it's been many years, like 20-plus years since I've seen them of this extent. I've seen a green glow on the horizon once 10 years ago, but I don't count that. So it's been 20-plus years since I've seen them. Probably in the 90s. That would be, yeah, 20-plus. And, yeah, they started kicking in, and I'll tell you, man, they got, like I said, way overhead. And what I had not ever seen before, even though they weren't sharply defined, they sure were active. I mean, you look straight up, it looked like, well, you know, it's, what, coronal mass ejection, particles from the sun whipping by on the Earth and causing a reaction up there, and basically it looks like a fluorescent light bulb, you know, going bad. And that's what we can see straight overhead. You can almost see the waves of particles going by because they were just poo, 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 poo. You know, just kept on. That seemed to be more observable if you look straight up versus more at an angle. So that was pretty interesting. I'd never seen that before. You could actually see the waves of matter just shoot by at the speed of light. It just zooms. I don't know if it's the speed of light. I don't know how I can see it, but I know they're going really fast, and this was flashing really fast the whole sky, so that was really cool.
Well, Steve, I've never seen the Northern Lights. I would love to see those at some point in time. I don't remember. It hasn't, just recently, in the last, I'll say month and a half or so, might be 2 months, but they said that the Northern Lights were able to see them as far down as in our area. I did not see them, of course, but I think up in North Carolina some folks saw them. And I thought that was pretty amazing. I've not heard of the Northern Lights being this far south. But there again, I'm no meteorologist or whatnot. You know, I don't keep up with all those type of things. But I would like to see them at some point in time. I think that would be just fantastic to be able to see that. And I guess I would be pretty amazed with the particles going by at a high rate of speed and being able to see the waves and that sort of thing in the lights as well. But the only time I've seen kind of a green sky is... we were coming across the panhandle of Texas, and we ran into a tornado, and the whole sky looked green at that point. But that's a different color green, I'll bet you.
Yeah. Yeah, probably green from grass or something. I've seen that, too. I was out west. Washington State, really thick rain. I mean, that one. And it was green. And I don't know if it gets so thick it kind of starts capturing the surrounding colors. I mean, a lot of evergreens out there. Or why that is, but I've seen that when it's been really green. Yeah, I've heard of Northern Lights being seen, I think in 97 there was a big, was it 97? I don't know. A couple cycles back, I suppose. There was lights seen down way in Arizona. And I guess people, they didn't know what to think of it, so they must have been seeing them there. He thought it was a chemical gas explosion or something. They didn't know what was going on, you know, Phoenix area. But, you know, you go on these, like, spaceweather.com and you look and they'll, or other websites, and they'll have these pictures of these Northern Lights, and I seen them. They had, somebody posted some from North Carolina there. But I suspect they are taking pictures to a time lapse. And that's not really what they're seeing with their eyeball. and there's a difference. So, and you see all these fantastic photos, you're like, boy, it didn't look as good at my place. So, yeah, I think these people are taking time-lapse ones, which captures more of the red, which is harder to see, darker color, versus, you know, green. I did see a little red, but I suppose if I had taken a time-lapse photo, it would have just looked amazing, you know.
Well, Steve, I don't know how they do it, but anyway, I would love to see that at some point in time. Like I said, I've seen some strange things. I've been out at sea when I was in the Navy, and it was so dark out there, you know, it was on like a new moon. And you see stars overhead, and you look down, and you think you see the horizon, but you don't really. You look on down, and you see stars all the way up to the side of the ship. you almost think you're floating in space, which is kind of a strange phenomenon as far as I'm concerned. But there was no moon, and all you could see was stars, and it just pitch black. Of course, there were lights on the ship, but it did not brighten it up a whole lot. And it was amazing how many stars you could see, but you really couldn't tell where the horizon was, you know, where the sky stopped and the water started, because of the reflection of the stars off the water itself. And it just looked like it was one continuous painting. It was really pretty. But that's another thing I don't want to see again, if I can help it.
Yeah, KB0, KBJ here. Yeah, that would be kind of cool to see. That would also explain why people just fly their airplanes right into the water. If you're going off of just looking at the horizon, you know, that's when you got to start looking at your instruments, I guess. Yeah, one other funny thing I seen one time was in Wisconsin. I was driving north, and I seen this green glow again on the horizon, on the northern horizon. So I'm like, oh, okay, northern lights, awesome. And these days were doing circles, though. I'm like, circles? Well, that's different, but I guess okay. Instead of just shooting straight up like a ray, you know. Like the other night, it was like all these rays were converging straight overhead. It's just the perspective of how it looked to me, but, you know, I'm the center, and so that's my perspective, but it was kind of cool. But this time in Wisconsin, I was looking, they were doing little loop-de-loops on the horizon, and then they started getting higher and higher in the sky and doing loop-de-loops as I drove. I was like, wow, that's nice. They're really getting up there tonight. Then I descended about, I don't know, it was kind of a straight stretch. I descended down, not a very steep hill, a little slope incline, you know, half a mile. I dropped maybe 50 feet. And I was going across this, what seemed to me in the dark, kind of a swamp. Looked to be smaller trees and such on the side that I could see. And they were right overhead at this point, these lights were. And I got out of my car and I looked up at them, and the strange thing was they had quit being in the north, and they were just overhead. And I looked at them, huh, and they were flashing around and doing their thing. I said, okay, well, there we go. Out back in my car and kept on heading north, and, you know, came out of that swampy area. And I left them things behind me in the south. I think it was swamp gas, but I still don't know.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge Commuter Net with KB0 KBJ, Mr. Steve up in South Dakota. You know, Steve, I don't know if that was swamp gas or not, but my dad told me a long time ago, he said, I want you to remember this if you don't remember anything else. I said, okay, Dad, what's that? He says, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see.
Well, I had both eyes open, and I wasn't blinking, so I seen them. I don't know what they were. It's good to have a few mysteries. I've, you know, so much can be figured out nowadays, and you can just Google search it, and boink, there's your answer, you know. But that's one of the mysteries I've had in life. Like, I don't know what it is, so it's good to have a few mysteries to scratch your head over, run across now and then, just like my cousin was telling me last time I was visiting him. He's like, I was out in the Chassel Bay, which he was always doing on his boat. He said, all of a sudden, there rose up out of the water a fish or something about 6 feet out of the water. And then went, it came straight up real slow and then went straight down. He said, I said, what'd you do? He said, I took off. I don't know what that thing was.